Don't trip.
Don't trip.
Don't trip.
Don't even trip. We got you.
All right. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Don't Trip Podcast. It's your host, David. And today we're back on with our girl, Lexi Ellis, one of the original members of the Don't Trip family. She's back. We know y'all missed her. But if you're new to this podcast, we're the podcast that got everything. We got high questions. We got simping or pimping pickup lines. We got Don't Trip University getting you right mentally. We got, and the main segment is asking the callers, what y'all need help with? Like, send us questions. Send us whatever your life is throwing at you, whether it be relationships, whether it be social, whether it be mental. We're going to try to get you right, right? That's the thing. We try to get y'all from tripping. But on today's episode, we got the regular for you, the Don't Trip questions. So if you got questions, go DM us on Instagram. We'll get you right, or try to get you right. Some of the questions be hella long. And we got a caller for y'all, so we're going to try to get her right. We don't really do callers with guest stars often, but I'm sure she'll appreciate a female perspective. And then we got simping or pimping? We got a couple of simping or pimping lines. And then don't trip questions. We got a couple, we're changing up a little bit, but we'll get to that once we start the segment. But first, we know y'all missed her, so Lex, tell us about what's going on in your life. What's been happening?
Not a whole lot going on. I finished my track season and now I'm doing some media stuff for NBC for World Champs. And after that, I'm pretty much back into off season. I'm not really doing much.
Okay. You're just chilling, vibing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. So this episode, we're changing up a little bit because we've had wait. Before we get to that, I forgot the hot topic right now in the world, not the world. And especially having a woman athlete on the podcast, the sports world. Brittany Griner is over in Russia struggling. Mm-hmm. Do you have any perception, any input on that?
Honestly, no. I don't know enough about it to really have an opinion about it. All I know is that she's over there and obviously everybody's up in arms about it. I don't really know enough information about what's going on to really have an opinion.
Respectable. I do. It's definitely hard because we don't know what the rules are over there. Mm-hmm. We don't know what's going on over there, like what she broke, what she didn't break.
I know, or at least the gist of it. I know that she brought over some form of weed or something. Mm-hmm. Is that what it was? And then part of the reason is I think Russia's really strict on LGBTQ, they don't condone that type of stuff. So I think that's making it a lot harsher for her specifically.
That makes sense. I also feel if you do something wrong, you need to pay the time, whatever. But I think the main problem that people here are having with it is that if it was a male athlete, it would be a way bigger deal.
That's very true.
Because I remember when I think it was one of the Ball brothers or something, got in trouble overseas.
Mm-hmm.
They handled that with the quickness.
Yes.
He was a younger kid and everything, but still, it's just different. I think that's the problem where people are getting upset with because of the difference in gender. I don't know. something with gender.
Yeah.
But
I think it's more so just, me personally, obviously I don't know a whole lot about the situation, but I agree. I feel like you should be if you do something wrong, you're gonna have to, there's consequences for your actions. But I do agree. I think a lot of people would be way more up in arms about it if it were Kevin Durant or something.
Oh yeah.
People would be rioting.
Nah, there's a tweet and it was if that was LeBron over there, they would have sent the Avengers.
Oh no, literally.
It's a very unweighted scale. I think that's the
Yeah.
But speaking of gender, today's questions are based off gender kind of specific answers. So we're going to have a lot of talk from Lex today because it's been 10-ish episodes straight testosterone.
Yeah.
So we need a woman's test to this. Yes, it's a little much. You're not gonna
it's a little, much. A little much.
But we're gonna get y'all right. Don't worry. We got some more girl guest stars. We got some girl episodes coming. So y'all just stay tuned. If you're a lady listener, you're getting tired of the sausage.
You get tired of men talking all the time.
Yeah, so drawing our swords and all that. But today we're actually going to bring some old questions that we've had from the podcast and get a little Lex perspective on it, a little girl perspective on it. So we got a bunch of questions. But first, we're going to start with where we are on the charts. We want to thank South Africa, Hungary, Romania. Why did I say Romania twice? Oh, we're in Romania All Podcast chart and we're on Romania Comedy chart and then Greece. So those are random places, but we really appreciate y'all support. keep supporting. We're going to keep putting out content. Hopefully more good content coming, new guest stars, new locations, new everything like that. So keep up with us. But we're going to get into this first question of the day. All right. I don't exactly remember when Jay and I hit this one. It might have been a while ago. But do girls know when they're on a guy's roster? Don't trip.
We got you. I think a lot of girls do and a lot of girls don't. I think it's pretty 50-50 because some girls are quite oblivious to the way that men move, unfortunately. And then there's a lot of girls that automatically assume. And it's not necessarily that they know that they're on a roster. They just assume they are from jump. So okay. I think it depends on the girl.
Okay. And that assuming, you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
That's a terrible thing.
It's a terrible thing?
I think, okay, maybe not terrible. That's an exaggeration. But I think that girls have a tendency, I mean, guys too, but girls have a tendency to like make every single man that they encounter pay for one person that they were with. If that makes sense, like their ex did them wrong. And then every single other man that they encounter, oh, you ain't shit. Like, I feel like you should, I mean, take everything with a grain of salt. Obviously it happened. It's a lesson for a reason, but you shouldn't fault the next guy that's trying to pursue you for the things that someone else did.
Okay. I understand that. That's okay. Now I understand why you said the assumptions is a bad thing.
Yeah.
I was about to say the assumptions might be a good thing because they're assuming, like, you don't want to assume that this guy's only sleeping with you and then you come up STD because
he
was sleeping with everybody.
But I feel like unfortunately, that's kind of like hookup culture is kind of the thing right now. So I feel like you kind of have to assume a little bit that that's what they're doing just because there's not a lot of people that are like, oh, no, I'm, you know, not hooking up with anybody. I'm just looking for long term, you know.
And there's a lot of people that do say that. But
yeah, that don't mean it.
So you got to play the safeguard, no cap team.
Yeah.
But all right, cool. So 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys are players. They might be able to figure it out. Maybe pull a sly one over a girl's eyes or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like the assumption is not a bad thing, but you should.
I just think that girls should give guys the benefit of the doubt. Don't be so hard on everybody. Also, this might be a hot take, but a lot of the guys that the girls pursue or let them pursue them or like entertain, I guess is a better word, they know that they're not good dudes. Like they have hella red flags and they're blind.
Exactly. Like,
you know, this dude is not good. His track record is not good. And he has all of these signs, like red blaring lights, do not pursue, but they do it anyway.
And they do it anyway.
So that's on them.
Okay. Yeah, because those are the girls that definitely know they're on like there's a roster, like, but they just think they can win over the roster, which is I respect it.
It happens.
I respect it, but if bro's comfortable in his seated position, he's not going to change for that. If he's teetering, maybe, or like in a good space where he doesn't have a big roster, maybe there's one other person or something like that, then okay, I understand it. But you can't try to change everybody.
Come on. Right.
But that's a good answer. I like that. All right. This question was kind of hot on Instagram. We talked about it a little bit. Is it okay to have friends? Oh, wait, before I get in the question. We have weekly questions. I'm just talking to people, not you. Sorry.
That's okay.
But thank you. Thank you for being prepared. Thank you for being prepared. We have weekly questions on Instagram for the fans to give their opinions and stuff, and we react to them. Lex is on them as well. We got Poof. We got Daniel. We got the whole Don't Shit fam on there talking they talk. So if you want to get on there, weekly questions, tap in on Instagram. But the question that we had last week was, is it okay to have friends of the opposite gender while in a relationship? Don't trip.
We got to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Simply put, yes. I mean, okay, long answer. I think that, again, it all depends on the people. Each relationship is different. And so if that's something that bothers you, that you should make that known from jump. Because obviously your partner should want to, you know, make you happy, right? And if that's something that bothers you, then they would want to set certain boundaries that would make you more comfortable. I don't think that just because it makes you uncomfortable, they should automatically cut all of their female or male friends off that they've had for, you know, however long, but they should set certain boundaries that do make you comfortable. There has to be some sort of a compromise.
I like that. Set certain boundaries. I like that. That's a great point. Set certain boundaries that do make you comfortable.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Because yeah, we were talking about it in from the other's perspective, guys aren't okay with their girls having friends, or girls aren't okay with their guys having friends. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, why do you need a girlfriend? You have me. But like, it's like, why do you need?
They don't fill the same capacity in your life. Exactly. Like your friends are your friends, and like, yes, your partner can be like one of your best friends, but they're also your partner. Like it's totally different.
I don't think it's healthy to have like just one person that you have to go to for every single thing, or have to be around 24/7. You definitely need friends in your life to hold you accountable for other stuff, to help you with advice that maybe it's advice or help.
Right. You get different perspective. Like, it's I mean, it's the same thing as when people are like, you know, I like a lot of people tend to have friends that only view things the exact same way they do. You're not going to grow that way by only having conversations with people that have the same viewpoint you do. Like, I don't like talking to people that are Republican, but I will because I want to learn.
Exactly. Seeing other viewpoints, other aspects, it can either maybe change your mind or it can help you grow and stronger in what you believe in. Mm-hmm. It's just a whole lot of things that you can't single out to one person.
Right.
And it's just, I feel like I get it, but I don't get it because one of the best comments that Josh commented on, he said, someone said, my mom doesn't have a guy best friend. And I was like, okay, that's respect. But Josh asked,
fair point.
Does your mom want a guy best friend? Does she want him? And he's like, yeah. I was like, okay, that's off topic. But it's a fair point, but I think it's because either she's like, it's different.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the same as us who are growing up, going to school. She probably isn't around that many guy best friends, especially if she doesn't work with guys. Like, why would you have guy best friends? Like, she's not going to go out her way to have guy best friends.
Exactly.
It's more of the environment that you're in that facilitates what friends you have, whether you go out a lot, whether you're in class a lot, whether you do sports. Mm-hmm. Like, if you do a unisex sport, then you're probably more likely to be friends with that person. But if you do track and field or something that both people are in, then you're going to have like multiple friends of different genders. But
yeah.
Okay. Cool. Good answers all around. All right, let's hit this one more before we got the caller. Oh, okay. Let me spin this on you. You spin this on me.
Oh, no.
Let me spin this on you. All right. Who comes first? Your dad?
Oh, Lord.
Your significant other or your son?
Don't trip. We got you. Significant other, son, dad.
Oh, how come?
Always.
How come? Talk.
Okay. So I think that in order to bring up a child, one, the child's not going to be in your house for your whole life, right?
Yeah.
Your partner is. Like, that's your lifelong partner. And so you should always want to keep that partner happy in order to keep your household happy. So whether you have a bunch of kids, one kid, whatever the case may be, it's a joint partnership that is holding that house together. So in my eyes, if I'm keeping my partner happy, we can both as a team keep our son happy. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then obviously my dad goes on the back burner because not that like I don't love him, but once I leave the house, my household comes first.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I respect that. It's just, you know, we had this conversation. If you're wondering why I flipped it on her, she asked me, mom, daughter, or significant other.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest comments that stood out to me was guys saying, you can always find another wife. You can't find another
That's
mom.
Crazy. That's a crazy take.
It's I'm not saying that it's false. It's a crazy take because that take means that you're going into it fully expecting that this girl is
going to be replaced.
Like,
that's crazy.
Like, you're like, if this don't work out, it's cool. I can move on to the next one. I feel like when you go into marriage,
that's the point of marriage is you're supposed to, it's lifelong. Like, okay, yes, if it doesn't work out, you can get a divorce. But like the expectation is that once you're married, it's like lifelong, like 50, 70 years plus is the goal. Right. So I don't understand the people that are like, oh, you can replace your wife, but your daughter's always going to be your daughter. What?
It's different. It's different aspects. And like we've talked about with guys and girls, or with daughters and wives, or sons and husbands, that's definitely more situational. Like if something important is going on, or if your daughter needs your moral support for something and your wife doesn't need it at the moment, or it's something that will really impact your daughter's life.
Yeah.
Daughter, son, whatever comes first. Even people saying that your daughter's replaceable, I don't think you've experienced the love of a daughter. Like even if you have three daughters, you're going to love them all differently, but they should be equally.
It's a completely unique relationship between each, but it's equal.
Exactly. So it's just different. And I get that relationships, whether you have a bad relationship with your parents, with your, you divorce your spouse, whether you've experienced divorced parents, like you have different aspects
of
this.
Yeah. That's not the expectation. That's not like, you shouldn't expect to be like, oh, well, I can throw this person away. If like,
exactly. No, that was crazy.
What are we talking about?
And it's cultural too, though, because some cultures have multiple wives. In that case, it's definitely your daughter, or your mom first, because like technically the wife is replaceable in this culture. So I get the culture aspect of it as well, but it's just a lot of different scenarios, but it's good to get a little traction in there, get a little little conversation.
I can always tell when people answer that question, whether it's husband, son, or you know, mom, daughter, whatever.
Yeah.
Anytime they put the parent first, they gotta be like in their house still. like they gotta be really young.
Oh, okay.
Or at least like immature mindset wise.
Or just a straight up like mama's boy or daddy's girl. Because those are possible too. Like,
yes, like, but I think anytime that somebody puts their parent above all else, they're still immature. Even if they are a mama's boy or daddy's girl, whatever.
See, I don't think so, because we've talked about like lifelong bonds. Because if you raise your kid, shoot, we talked about it in like psychology wise, like they're dependent on you, like they have no other mindset from you. I don't know if that's like immature necessarily. It might have started out immature, but eventually they mature, but that mindset still stays and they think that is what the mature mindset is. So I guess it depends on what you think immaturity is. If you think like needing your mommy all the time is immature, then then they're mature. But if you think immature is not being able to make your own decisions or make dumb decisions, that decision isn't dumb to them necessarily.
Yeah.
You feel me?
That's very true.
I understand what you're saying as well. Like at some point, I feel like if you're going to, it's hard because a lot of moms, and I feel like it's literally a basic movie scenario where the stepmom doesn't like the wife or whatever, and you have to choose to stand up for your wife or wife to do what you're.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to cap to y'all though. In most movies, at the end of the movie, the husband has to stand up for the wife, and then the mom's like, okay, this is how you should be treating your wife. So make sure y'all standing up for her. Like, I get being a mama's boy. I get being a mama's boy, but at some point, you got to get in your own 2 feet and stand up for your girl.
Yeah.
But hey, man. Okay. That's a cool one. We're going to hit this caller. I don't know. I think we've done one caller before. So you just can call in, give their best advice or give their question, and then we'll give our best advice on the scenario.
Sounds good.
So we did promise y'all a caller, but the caller jammed up the phone. The phone's not working. But luckily, we got a lot more questions for our guest star. Now we'll actually be able to hit them all. But we're going to transition for a second to Simpin' or Pimpin'. All right, so we got pickup lines for y'all. Y'all going to tell us, we going to tell y'all if they smooth or not. And Simpin' means that you probably shouldn't use this line. It's corny. It's not going to work. It might work, but it's something that like only a cornball would love.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're a cornball, you can try it out. But
Pimpin'. I'm a cornball, but a lot of the times they're bad.
You know, she's not lying to you. But Pimpin', now Mr. Pimpin', that's a different breed right there.
Oh my
gosh. That means shorty twirling her hair, shorty text her friends after, guess what happened to me type. All right.
Oh gosh.
She really made a mark on her life. She changed her life.
Forever. Mark on her life.
Okay. All right. So the first pickup line of the day is, I should complain to Spotify for you not being named a week's hottest single.
Simpin'.
hottest single. First off, you don't know if she's single. She might be in a relationship.
That's a great point.
Why you can what I should okay.
I don't listen, it, is, it wasn't not, here for me. I'm not opposed to the music. Like, I love music, right? But I've just heard that one too many times. I've heard and seen that so many times. It's just not original anymore.
Okay. So what if they changed it up and be like, oh wait, I thought I saw you somewhere. You was on the hottest playlist or something like that. Or something like remember the dictionary one?
Mm-hmm.
Like I saw your name in the dictionary next to Kablam. Or something like,
like, I think if you switched it up, you could make it good. Like if you said okay. Something like, I'm trying to think of one of those Spotify playlists. But if you said something like, oh, I was looking at Spotify and I was going through this playlist and your image was on top of, you know, whatever, freshest mm-hmm. out or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that would be See, cool.
If you hit a music lover with that, then I think you'd get it. But this yeah. one's just been played out a little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
A little bit too much.
All right. The next one is the ladies like to call me a baker because I fill them up like a jelly donut.
Simpin. No. I knew you were going to say pimpin.
It's pimpin.
No.
Like a belly jelly donut. First off, you're definitely a father somewhere, bro. Go bring the milk home to mom. Like, filling them up like a jelly donut?
No.
You know how full the jelly donuts are?
No.
Them girls got hella jelly in that joint.
Never say that to a girl. Okay, yeah,
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. Yeah. Like, you're smooth for that? But like that's something you would say to like your girl or something like that. That's something you would say to someone you've already secured.
Even then though, that's so
No. You just be like, I'm trying to fill you up like a jelly donut. And she'd be like, ooh.
No.
Yes.
She would have to really like you if yeah. that line works.
You might be that guy. If you're that guy, you're that guy.
If you're that guy, you're that guy. You can say anything if you're that guy.
Facts. But all right, last pick of mine is, are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see.
Simpin.
Yeah, that was corny. It's just, you're the only 10 I see. It's just not, you can't even say
the delivery is bad.
You from Tennessee? Because delivery is the main thing. But try to say, like, y'all, try to say that one smooth. Just try it right now. Like,
there's no, you can't.
You either got to add a country accent to it.
Or right. That's exactly what I was thinking of. Like some Dolly Parton ass accent.
Are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see.
Like exactly. What?
If you're in Tennessee, it might work. If you had the cool accent to it, then awesome. Or if you're getting like a cowgirl or something and she'd be like, oh, he got the little country boy accent.
That I think like, that would only work on Halloween if you were dressed up as a cowgirl. That is the only time, only scenario where you could actually use that and it worked.
Actually, like, that's a good idea.
Because contextually, that would make sense. And it would be funny. Mm-hmm. Corny still, but funny because mm-hmm. it fits.
Okay. I like, okay. Understandable. There you go.
No, I'm putting y'all on game. Come on now.
Say that one for the 31st. Put on y'all game. Free game. All right. Back to our question since we didn't have a caller today. Next question is, should a man be liking another girl's pictures if he's in a relationship?
Don't trip. We got to. I don't see the issue in liking other girls' pictures, especially if they're like friends. I think the only time it becomes like weird is one, if they're like constantly liking like half naked photos or photos where they're like trying to show something, like clearly, you know, poking their butt out, boobs out, like that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And then I think it's also kind of weird if it's like someone that they don't follow, because then it feels like sly. It feels like you're trying to get their attention without leaving any like trails, which is weird.
unless it's like a cool photo, like a scene from like she went on vacation. It's a cool picture from something like that, or right. just like maybe a cosplayer. She drew an anime.
I was just about to say that. Yes.
Yeah. Then those are, as long as
those are cool. Yeah.
Those are cool. But Yeah, it's just if you went in like some girl he doesn't follow his likes and you see he's trying to get all of it in,
yeah,
it's a little sketch. I'm not gonna care to you. Yeah, it's a little sketch. I'm not gonna care to you. But
yeah, you're doing too much.
Okay, respectable. Next question. All right, that was a quick answer. But the next question is, how do you know whether to make the first move on a date? Don't trip.
We got you. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't went out on enough dates to know for sure.
Okay, not personally then. How in general?
I think in general, like you're already out situation.
Yeah, you're out. You're the doing first whatever. Date. When would you make the first
move? I think if anybody is enjoying themselves, like you can tell that they're enjoying themselves if they're always constantly making eye contact, if they're always trying to like jostle you or like touch you or whatever, like they're always trying to be close to you, I think that's a green light. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're already in your bubble. So they obviously want to be there. And yeah. Then if they're constantly like trying to make some form of contact with you, whether it be like eye contact or
like you're so funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Tight.
Yeah.
But okay. So what about, okay, I agree with you. I think it's more of like, that's a good one. The personal space, like if they're getting more comfortable with you, mm-hmm. and everything like that. And I think, okay, I know for girls, they'll give you the signals that you should make a move on a first date. Like mm-hmm. They'll be chilling, like you just said, closer to you. They'll be lingering, doing stuff, like trying to make like, different contact.
Mm-hmm.
For guys, though, what's the guy's way? Like, I don't know if girls make the first move. I don't know what y'all do. But if you were to make the first move on a guy, how would you know it's okay? How would you get the green light?
I feel like for guys, it's more so like eye contact. I think that's a big one for guys. It's like eye contact and then... You guys don't linger around, but your eyes will linger. And like, you have to be really observant because I feel like guys are very like, they're not super outward with stuff like girls are. Guys' eyes will linger and then they will like linger around like your face or like your lips or whatever the case. And then that'll be like the green light. If you notice that, then it's like, oh, bet.
Yeah. And I was about to say, you said eye contact, definitely lip contact. Because looking at someone's lips is not something you do on accident.
Like, no.
You're looking at their eyeballs. You literally look down at their lips. And it's not just like a little glance. Maybe that was an accident. But if they're like staring at your lips.
That's a green bean.
That's a green bean.
That's
right
a
there.
Green bean.
Take your shot, man.
Yeah.
If you finna take your shot. But now Jay and I talked about that and it was a hot topic.
Mm-hmm.
It was how... Like on the first date, how to make a move. And it was more of the aspect of after the date, mm-hmm. when the girl's in the car lingering, being like, oh yeah, it's such a good time. Mm-hmm. And like just chilling, be like, so like, what are you doing the rest of the night?
Yeah, you're just creating conversation and there's no mm-hmm. conversation to be.
Yeah, like the date's over. It's right. Yeah.
We are outside
goodbye.
Your house.
Mm-hmm. Tight. If you wanted to chill longer, you could have said something, but now now you're just trying to get like a little goodbye, whatever. Okay,
I think
would you
that's
feel
another.
If, like,
oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Nope. Go ahead, Joe.
I was gonna say, I think that's another thing because I think girls don't ever want to overstay their welcome, so they don't mm-hmm. ever want to be like, "Do you want to still hang out?" But they find ways to make it go longer, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like I don't think they will ever. Not an absolute, but I think a lot of girls don't do like. Oh, you know, do you want to go somewhere else after this? Or like, you know, that type of thing. I think they usually just try to linger and like extend their time out.
I just thought of a good question after this, but that's a good point. And dang, but what was I going to say before that? I had it in my head.
I know. I'm sorry.
I actually had it, but I thought of another question. That's what pushed it out. Dang. Lingering. Oh, okay. So what if, How would you feel if a guy asked you, like, can I kiss you or something like that at the end of the date? Be like, so can I give you a goodbye kiss? Yeah.
I think it would depend. Like, I think if you said it smooth enough, it would slide. Like, I think that could be a big green light. But you would have to be like, you'd have to have a mouthpiece on you, because that's not going to fly for most people. That's not going to fly for most people. Like, because like we said earlier, delivery is a big thing. And you have to have, like, you have to be a really smooth dude to pull out like a, can I kiss you? Like, I don't know. That's just, you know, cornball.
it does give cornball. It does give major cornball. You really have to, I'm struggling to think of someone that would be to work that one in, because that's a lot. But, okay, I'm a little off script. I just thought of this question. Because have you saw my boy Jay Mitch on the previous episode. Mm-hmm. New member. We hopefully have him on. He's a great guy. He had his TikTok he made. It was how athletes going to a D1's athlete.
I saw that.
D1 player's athlete hooking up with a D1 player athlete or something at night. And it's just very stereotypical. So as a girl, do all guys have the same kind of sequence when they're trying to get at a girl?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. From my experience.
Run me through the sequence.
It's usually like if they don't know what they're doing and they think that they're nice, it'll start with like them trying to like downplay the girl almost. Like they'll be like, oh, you so Hollywood, or you like, oh, you just think you're like that, huh? And like it'll be something that'll be like joking, and then just to start conversation. And then usually it turns into like, so what are you doing later? Da, 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 da. And then from what I can remember, it would mostly be that. And then they'd be like, well, you could come, like, you know, I'm just gonna be on the game later. You know, you can come over if you want to, like, you got time. Or they'll pull out the classic, like, oh, I got, if they know you're good at school, oh, you know, I got this assignment that I'm really struggling with. Do you mind coming over and helping me? No.
No. Okay.
But that usually is like the constant lead up. It's like,
I'm not,
some type of downplay, and then usually like, oh, what you doing later? And then it'll lead off from there.
Okay. Yeah, I think there's the big three.
Yeah.
There's I just want company, which is very vague, open mm-hmm. or whatever. I want someone to chill with, someone to just vibe with. No, nothing's gonna happen. All right. And then there's the school. Like you just said, I need help with something. I need help with an assignment. Girls do this one as well, though. I need help putting someone up in my house.
Really?
Like, I need help. Yes. I need help getting this ant out of my fridge. An ant.
Oh,
really?
My gosh. Right. Okay.
So big three are company.
Mm-hmm.
Something to do with
help.
I need help. Help. Yeah. And for athletes especially, I'm sore. I need a massage.
Oh my gosh.
You think you can get me right? Like, I had a hard day of practice. Your back's aching a little bit. Oh, I can.
I want
she
you
says
to know,
she can give you a massage. Oh,
she already knows what the deal is.
Mm-hmm.
Also, mm-hmm. that I promise you, if you're pulling that one out on another athlete, they're going to say no, because they are also sore. The only time that would ever work is they'd be like, so you gonna give me one too? Or what's going on? Huh. Like, what's the deal?
Because I'm not gonna come to you though. You say yes, and then it doesn't really end up doing it.
I mean, I know. I realize.
It's just, one person gets the massage, and it's one-way massage.
Yeah.
And then up the ladder from there. But yeah, it is funny how
it's
people
very
just have
predictable.
A sequence of events.
Yeah.
Very predictable. Girls are predictable too. I think me and Jay might talk about that on an episode, low cap too. Like, it's just very obvious when a girl actually wants you mm-hmm. or versus when you have to actually chase that girl type.
I think girls make it very obvious, but then I also think guys are sometimes oblivious to some girls that aren't like actively trying to pursue, if that makes sense. Like, they're interested in you, but they're not pursuing necessarily hardcore. If that makes sense.
How can you be oblivious though if you ain't got no signals?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, there are signals, but they're very, very subtle. And like, girls will pick up on them. I actually, listen, there was a whole study that a few studies that were done, like, because I'm a psychology major, and they were talking about how women are more keen to picking up on those really, really small passive signals and like subconscious signals because of just like evolution and everything. So us as girls will pick up when a girl really wants you, and like the dude will be completely oblivious.
I'm not going to cap to you. I don't think we're oblivious. I usually can tell that when a girl wants me like that. But one aspect, if I don't want that girl, usually a lot of guys use that to their advantage and act oblivious. Like, oh, no, she doesn't. But they're getting stuff like she's blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah.
And on the other aspect, if he does want the girl and she like is just being a little bit standoffish, I think the guy's just going to go want, like, he might want that girl in the future, but he's going to be searching for that girl that's easy. Like, that's just their, that's just how they roll, like how guys roll. They just want to hit what they can in the moment. And then if you got to work for some, it's like, like, like for to Jay Mitch's stupid thing. When he, when he called, when the girl was like, I'm not really like, I don't really want to do that. He's like, oh, my teammate calls, you got to go. I guarantee after the teammate goes, he hits up the girl that he knows will do whatever he wants. And then, yeah, not saying Jay Mitch, I'm not coming for you. I'm just saying in general.
You're gonna throw a man under the bus.
Scenario. No, my man is okay. I think that might be the last question for today, actually. Yeah, that's it. So thank you for joining us again. We hope to have you back soon. She will be back very soon, actually. But that is this episode of Don't Trip. We hope y'all enjoyed. Make sure you go like, comment, subscribe. Say what's up on Instagram. See if you see us in person, say what's up. If you see any of the family in person, say what's up. Don't trip, we got you, blah, 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 blah. Shout out to Lex. If you're on the audio, you can say your Instagram or whatever just so they have it on audio.
Yeah, my Instagram is LexiEllis31. My TikTok is the same, just get rid of the one. So it's just LexiEllis3.
Awesome. Go tap in with her, go like it up, go share her stuff. She be popping on the socials, doing her thing. Make sure y'all leave us a 5 stars rating, comments or whatever is always appreciated. Get us some feedback so we can know how we doing, what y'all messing with, you're not. But tap in, 2 episodes a week right now. We going stupid, and we hope y'all are enjoying. So don't trip.
We got you.